Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Dalid. We are up to Sif Gimel. We are on the last line of page Kuf Yud Aleph. We're about to turn on to page 222. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Reicha Chala V'Tame Chamra. So we're talking about wine that's turning to vinegar. So the smell is like chala, which is pirish chometz. It smells like vinegar, but it still tastes like wine. So chamruhu. Then it has a din of wine. Umavarech olav bari priagofen. So if it smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine, it's wine, and the bracha is bari priagofen. Says in Mishabura, sif ze, sif katan chafei, sif ze v'sif dalid. These two sifim, bo levayer, they're coming to explain. Odos yayin shehisrael hiskalkel. It's talking about wine that starts to go bad. Umitivo, and the nature of wine is shemitchila miskalkel recho. That first the smell goes bad and it smells like vinegar. Viachar kach tamo, and then the taste goes bad. So if so far only the smell went bad and the taste is still like wine, so the bracha is bari pragothin. Sif dalud. Top line on 222. Kol she bnei adam nimnoim lishtoso mipnei chamitzuso, any wine that's turning to vinegar, that people are holding back from drinking it because it's so sour, so ein mevarchin ola bayi pragafen, you can no longer make on it a bayi pragafen, says the Rama Elo Shahakol. So in Sif Gimel we learned, if the smell turned to vinegar but it tastes like wine, it's agafen. Sif Dalet says, but if the taste of the wine already changed to a way that people are not going to drink it because of its sourness, so then already it loses the bracha by pragofen, and the bracha is shahakol. Says the Mishabura Sikad Chavav, Kol Shebnei Adam, Hainu Bishalo Nasa Adayin Tamo Chalo Gemura. We're talking about a case over here where the taste did not yet turn to total vinegar taste. Raksha Hiskel Tame Lehischametz Ksas. Just the taste of the wine started to go sour a little bit. Ad Shebnei Adam Ninon Lishtoso Mipnei Zeh. To the point that people already are holding back from drinking it. So then, brachaso shahakol, the bracha will be shahakol. Says the Mechaber Vaitus of Hey, Shimre Yayin, sediment of wine. So mevarich aleyan bari priagofen. And we'll see in the Mishabura that you're drinking the liquid out of the sediment of wine. The bracha on that will be bari priagofen. Nosan behemayim, if you poured water over the Shimre Yayin. So im noson shlosha midos, if you put on three portions of water, shlosha midos mayim, umotza arba'a, and after the water had the sediment soaking in it, all of a sudden you put in three portions, now you have four portions. So you have one extra portion that came out from the wine of the sediment. So havalei kiyayin mazuk. That is called diluted wine, umavarach bari pragafen. So you pour, let's say, 3 ounces of water on the sediment, and now all of a sudden you take it off and you have 4 ounces. So now there's 1 to 3 of wine to water, and that's called yayin mazuk, and the brachas boy pragafen. The imotza pachos. But if you found less than the 4 portions, afal pi sheyesh bo tam yayin, even though it tastes like wine, ki'ua ba'almahu, that is simply the sharpness, the taste of the wine that it has, but it's not wine. Ve'enu mevarach elo shahakol. So if you put on 3 portions, you take off 4, it becomes agafen. If you put on 3 portions of water and you get out less than 4, then we say it's only the sharpness of the wine that gave it some taste, and the bracha is going to be shahakol. V'hainu b'yeno shalohem shayu chazakim. This criteria of the 3 to 1, that's in the olden days where their wine was very strong, and they used to dilute it, 3 portions water towards 1 portion of wine, and that was their wine. Aval yeno shalonu, but our wines, she'enon chazakim kolkach, that they're not so strong, afilu ramot losa. Even if you put on 3 portions of water, va'osa arba, and you got out 4 portions now, eino mevarech ala bari priagofen. You will not make bari priagofen because our wine is not so strong, you can't dilute it that much, and even though you got out the 4 portions, nowadays with our wines, you will not be able to make a bari priagofen on it. V'nirish misharin bishir shemuzgin yayin shabosu makum. And the Mechaber ends off and says, it appears that we evaluated the way that they normally dilute wine in that place. The Rama says, ubilvad shelo yehei hayayin echad mishisha b'mayim ki oz vaday botel. As long as you don't have the wine to water mixture, 1 to 6, right? Six portions of water versus one portion of wine, because then already it's vaday batel. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out that this Ramah seems to not be speaking to the Mechaber, because the Mechaber just finished saying in the olden days it was three portions water to one portion wine, and then he says nowadays it's even less water if you want to make a Bo'ei Pragafen, and the Ramah all of a sudden is talking about 6-1, so what exactly is the Ramah discussing? We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll explain that very clearly. Let's begin the Mishnah Berurah on Sefei, beginning with Sefkadon Chav Zayin. The first point we said was the Shimri Yayin, the sediment of wine, the Brachas Bo'ei Pragafen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu b'shalon nosan aleihem mayim. We're talking about over here in the beginning, where you did not put any water on the sediment. Elo shasa osam gufa. You're drinking the liquid that's coming out of the sediment alone. Umipnei sheyesh bem lachluchis yayim. Since there is moisture of wine that is there, mevarech bari pragafen, the brachas bari pragafen, the after shmorim azuke mazik. And even though shmurim themselves can cause damage, and we learned earlier by Shem and Zayas, if it causes damage, there's no bracha. Yet here there is a bracha. Why? Efshur demayri shemotzatz rak halach luchas mehem. What's going on over here, possibly, is that you're only sucking out the liquid. So the liquid is not mazik, and therefore the liquid is regular wine, it's bari pragafen. If you eat the actual shmurim, that's what's mazik, and that would not have a bracha. Sivkaton chavches. The Mechaber then told us if you add water to it, so if you add three portions water and you come out with four portions, so then you'll be Bo'ei Pragafen. Says the Mishnah Berurah Shlosha Midos, Mairi Bishmorim Shel Anovim. We're talking over here of sediment of grapes, Shedorchoson, that you trampled those grapes, you stepped on those grapes and you made them into wine, Shenase Beli Tarovos Mayim, that the sediment of the grapes began without any water. It was just pure grapes, and now for the first time you're adding water. Aval b'yein tzimukim shalonu. But our raisin wine, shenishra mitchila hatzimukim emayim. The first step is you soak the raisins in water, so then everything changes, because now when you have the sediment of the raisins, it has water already in it, because that's how you made the raisin wine. So imkein gamba lachluchas yayin sheyesh ba shmarim mu'uruv mitchilas ohar b'mayim. So now the moisture of wine that you have in the shmarim is already mixed in with the water that the grapes were soaked in. Ukishenosein od mayim, and now if you're going to add more portions of water, then for sure you are nullifying the power of the wine that was there mitchila. So this idea of adding three portions of water is talking about sediment of grapes, that there was never any water added in. It was just grapes that were trampled. You took out the wine, you're left with the sediment of the grapes. But if it's raisins that you made raisin wine out of, and the way you make the raisin wine is you boil the raisins first in water, so the raisins get saturated with water, so now you have the sediment, so any liquid there really is mixed with water already. So now you added more water, so already then it's going to be mavatil, the taste of the actual wine that's there. Sivkaton chavtes is going on that which the Mechaber says, if you put in the three portions and you get out less than four, then you're not going to make a Bo'ei Pragafen. Says the Mishnah Berurah again, v'dafka b'shmarim. This is dafka talking about the sediment. Umishum de lachluchis yayin sheyesh b'hem eino chashav kokach. And that's because the moisture of wine that's left in the sediment is not so chashav. And therefore, we have to have three portions water and coming out with four portions afterwards to be agafen. Aval yayin gufa. But if you're talking about mixing and diluting regular wine with water, sheyotze midrichas anavim, regular wine that came out from the trampling of the grapes, im shofach aleihem mayim, if you poured on the wine water, afilu yotze mishlosha chalokim, even if you added more than three portions, ad karov l'shisha, up to six portions of water, gam kein yayin gamruhu, that would also be regular wine, like we'll see in the Ramah. The only requirement is that it still tastes like wine. Sheroi l'shtia ayidei mizigazu, that is fit for drinking through this diluting. V'derech b'nei adam l'shtoso b'mekom yayin ayidei mizigazu, and it's the way of people to drink it in that place with that type of meziga. The ilav hachi, because if that's not the case, amrinan de batla daitu esel kol adam. If no one else drinks that as wine, just you do, you'd say your mindset is nullified to everyone else, it wouldn't be bar piragafen. Let me just explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here in Chavtes. This proportion of three parts water to one part wine, that's the most you can use out of water, you have to put in three and get out four, that's only when you're pouring the water on the sediment. You're pouring the water in the sediment's not so chashev, so you can't put that much water. But if you have regular chashev wine that's very, very strong, then you could dilute up to 6 parts water to 1 part wine, and that's still going to be Boyer Piragafen. Assuming that's normally drunk as wine in that location, and it tastes like wine, then the bracha of Piragafen. So this 3-to-1 is dafka case where it's the sediment, where the wine is less chashev. Sifkatan lamed elishahako. So if it wouldn't be by Piragafen, the bracha would be shahako. V'acharav birchas bari nefashos rabos. And obviously, if the bracha rishona is shahako, the bracha achrona on that drink will be bari nefashos. Sifkatan lamed aleph. We said in the Ramah, as long as you don't have one portion wine with 6 portions water. So says the Mishabura, divrei haga ein lo beir. This Ramah really makes no sense. The hamachaber haloba lahachmir. The machaber came to be machmir. The biyeno shalonu. The machaber said, when it comes to our wines nowadays, lo sagi sheyia rak revius yayin. It's not enough to have 1/4 wine to make a bari piragafen. You need to have more wine nowadays. Vafilu im haderech ba'usel mokom lasas meziga gedola. Even if the way in that place is to make a very big diluting, halo pachos merivias yayin bevadai lo mahani, afilu biyeno shelahem shayu chazakim. Because if it's less than 1/4 of wine, even in the olden days where the wine was very strong, it wouldn't be by pragafim. So the Mechaber told us that in the olden days when the wine was very strong, it was 3-to-1. And nowadays the wine is weaker, so you can't even have the 3-to-1. It has to be less. And all of a sudden the Ramah is saying 6-to-1. It doesn't make any sense. How could the Ramah then say that it helps to have almost up to 6 portions of water? Can they get the 1 portion of wine? It doesn't make sense. So explains the Mishabura, and we really explained it in the last Mishabura in Chavtes, u'be'emes edivrei ha'agur. The words of the agur, which is what the Ramah is bringing down, lo koyal shmarim. He's discussing a different topic than the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about adding water to the sediment of wine. And there we said the sediment is not so chashev, it has to be less water. The bishmarim hashir kemo shekasav mechaber. When it comes to the sediment, it has to be 3-to-1 and not more than 3 portions water. Can I get 1 portion of wine if you want to make bari piragafen? For who? But the Ramah and the Agur are mari biyein anovim gufa. They're talking about mixing water into regular wine. Kishemozgo imayim. You're mixing regular wine with water. Then we say the din is the adkar of lashisha shem yayin alav. Even if you add a lot of water, 5 and even close to 6 times the amount of the wine that you have of water, when it's being mixed with chash of wine that's very strong, that would be okay. So there's really no contradiction between the Mechaber and the Ramah. They're talking about two different topics. The Mechaber is discussing mixing water with the Shmarim, so then the olden days is stronger than the nowadays, and the Ramah's bringing the Agur that's talking about mixing with the actual wine. The wine is more chashev, it's stronger, and then you could add more portions of water and still retain the bracha of Bari Piragafen. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Lamedez. V'im hayayin yosir mi'echad mi'shisha b'mayim, shem yayin alav. Again, if the wine is more than 1 to 6 with the water, it has a shame of yayin. Ublavad sheyia bo tam v'reach shel yayin. As long as it tastes and it smells like wine. V'derech b'nei odom lishtos yayin b'meziga kazu. And it's a normal way for people to be drinking wine when it's diluted like that. V'kanal, like we just said before, b'sof sifkat l'chavtes, at the end of sifkat l'chavtes. We're going to finish the Mishaburas and then we'll see a few practical notes. Vidan, you should know the divri hagazu mayri gamkin biyayin chai shenasa mitchila belit harovas mayim. The Ramah here is discussing as well a case of undiluted wine that it was mixed initially right now with full regular live undiluted wine with water. That's where you can have up to 6 portions of water versus the wine. Ulakach roi sheyitosef olav achag habimayim. That's why you're allowed to add on a lot of water to the very strong wine. V'yia shem yayin olav, and it will still retain the name of wine. Avol b'yein simukim shalanu, but again, our raisin wine, shenis arev mitchil hatzimukim b'harimayim, where when you're making the wine initially, you're already adding in water, because you're boiling again the raisins in water, so there's a lot of water in the wine itself. So then, ain't shayach klal achagach meziga kazu. It's not shayach at all to make a diluting of the raisin wine with a lot of water afterwards. Not shayach. Vafilu pachos mizeh. Even less than this amount that we're discussing, misbatel shem yayin aladeizeh. That would ruin totally the shem yayin from the raisin wine. Ve'ayin lekamon b'simen reish ayin beiz v'mishaburus of kodent ha-zayin sheshom nizboyer heitev dinze. Says the Mishaburus of kodent lamed gimel, so if you have more than 6 to 1 of the water to wine, of the strong wine, it's going to be bottle. Afilu yesh bo tam yayin. Zokta Mishibur, even if it still tastes like wine, it's still not going to be by pregothin. The after ba'alma kaimuan, even though in general we paskin, tam ki ikir daraisa, and when it comes to isurin, the tam of the isur is like the actual mamosh of the isur is there, midaraisa. Hachal o chashiv tam. Here, the fact that it tastes like wine, that's not called taste. The kikiyua ba'al madami, it's just like a sharpness, it's not really a taste. In this arev yayin b'shar mashkin, till now we're discussing if wine is mixed with water. What if wine is mixed with other drinks? So ayin le'el b'simen reish beis of alef ba'agah, look what we learned earlier, and there the Ramah told us in simen reish beis, that it depends what is the rove, that will be the ikr. If the rove is the yayin, it's by pragofen. If the rove is the sheikhar, it will be shahakol. Uvin mishabura, mashikasab nusham. Look at the mishabura, what we wrote over there. There we brought the gra down, and the gra said, not like the ramah, that it's whatever's the rove, but rather whatever you're mixing wine with, it's the same as with water. So with water, you could have up to 6 portions of water, and the bracha still be by pragofen. You could also have up to 6 portions of beer, and it could still be by pragofen. He doesn't differentiate between mixing the wine with water or mixing the wine with beer. That is where we go to in the Mishabura, but I want to read a few notes. They're long notes, but just a small bit of each note. Note number 18 discusses umitz anovim mishuchzar, which is grape juice from concentrate. So in the fourth line, he brings from Mishulmazan Arlach, it's logical to say that grape juice as made from concentrate, you will not make a boy pregofen el shahako. Because the water that you're adding in is not considered part of the grape juice. Elurak kiblu tam imenu. It's just getting taste from the grape juice. That doesn't get a din of grape juice. On that you cannot make a bar piragofen. So Shlomo Zalman leans to the side that the bracha on grape juice on concentrate is not a goffin, it's only shako. But skip to the last 4 lines of the note, Me'idach. B'shal Shuvas Minchas Yitzla Kosov, the Minchas Yitzla writes, Shoras HaBadatz Shalafon of He, the Badatz that was in front of him, their psak was sheyesh levarach bari piragofen al mitz anovim b'shuchzer. They said no, the bracha is bari piragofen on grape juice on concentrate. Ella but sheyesh lahosif pachos mayim me'ashir shechaser. You should add on less water than it's lacking. Ulahosif od yayin gomer. So besides the water that you're adding to the concentrate, you should also add some wine. V'chozer lios mitzanovim gomor. If you do that, it will go back to being regular grape juice. Look at note number 20. Uleinyan yenos bismanenu. In terms of our wines nowadays, diluting wine, diluting grape juice. So the Elie Rabbe writes, b'shem the olas tamid, shekevan shem refuyim. Since our wines are weaker, af im hosef aleya mayim pachos meishir hayayin. Even if you add less water than wine, now we're talking in the Mechaber and the Ramah, 3 portions water to 1 of wine, or up to 6 portions of water to 1 of wine. But nowadays, says El Yerabba, b'shem Allah has tamid, even adding 1 to 1 is not going to be good. You can't add as much water as you have wine. And if you do, ein levarach alein bari pragothen, v'siyim shelomaisa tzarech iyan. So he leaves out tzarech iyan, not poshet, diluting the wine nowadays with too much water. Me'idach, apri megadam kosov, sha'af b'yeno shelonu nitan lehosef mayim. Even our wines, you can add water to it. U'bevad she'yishoy rov yayin. As long as it is majority wine, v'chein das agon rav yashiv. That you could add water, but it has to be less than the majority. The majority has to be wine. For sure, 1/3 water that you can add. Right? Obviously, it makes a lot of sense. It all depends on each situation and the strength of the wine. Shegam bizmanenu yeshnam yeno shehem dai chazokim. That even nowadays, says Rav Lozna, there are some wines that are so strong. Shenitein lo orev behem atshishachalkamayim. There are some that can follow the olden day rules, and you could have up to six portions of water to one portion of wine. Mikomakom tzarech meod lizarba. They have to be very careful about this. Sheyishar tam yain, that it still retains the taste of wine. Kedei shalolav lebrach levatala. It shouldn't lead to a brach levatala. Now let's just go to one more point, and that is grape juice. If you skip to the next column, the third paragraph, Lugabi Mitzanovin. Can you dilute grape juice? Now Kedem recently, in the last few years, came out with the light grape juice, which seems to be pretty much watered down a lot. So let's see what the post can say about Mitzanovin that is watered down. The Or Letzion writes, Sha'af she'ein limzog oso b'shir she'ef shel limzog yayin. Of course, you can't dilute grape juice with as much water as you can dilute wine. Mikomakom efshir lemozgo b'ofen shenisha b'otamo. You can still dilute it with water as long as it still tastes like grape juice. U'bitnai she'tam ha'yayin eino machma shar ha'markivim she'mosifim lo. But the taste has to be not from other added ingredients, it has to be from the actual grape juice itself. V'chein horu agon Rav Ozner and Rav Chaim Kanievsky shemuter lohosif bo mayim. You're allowed to add water to grape juice bekamus kazos with that amount shatam nishar murgosh heitev, that it still tastes strongly like grape juice. V'akol lefia inyan, again, each one has to be judged by itself. V'kamuvon she'ein ze ba'osa kamus shenitin losif mayim liayin, and obviously the amount of water you could add to grape juice is not as much water as you could add to wine. If you skip down a few lines, Me'idach on the other hand, Das Agonu Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Shekevan Shetamu Shel Hamitz Anovim Cholash Ma'od. Since the taste of grape juice is very weak, Ein Lemozo Klal, don't mix any water into your grape juice. V'akamu Shenitan Limzog B'mitz Anovim Hi Mu'etes Ma'od. The amount of water you're allowed to add in is very minimal if you want to dilute your grape juice. It's possible to say that even if you add only a little bit of water to the grape juice, dino kemayim memusakim ubirchaso shakol, that would be like sweetened water, and the bracha would be shakol. The kol shekein mosif bo shlish mayim, certainly if you add a third of water, shebevadei birchaso shakol. So it comes out that Shlomo Zalman is the one who's the most machmir over here. Again, every grape juice is different. He was dealing with Israeli grape juice. I'm not saying that it's the same thing over here, but Shlomo Zalman says that grape juice in concentrate is a problem. Very likely you can't make a bayar pregofen on it, and diluting grape juice at all could very possibly be a problem. Again, we saw the posek that argue, so one has to ask their local Orthodox posek. But lemaisa, it's local kach pashut to be diluting grape juice, and if you drink the kedem, the diluted one, it tastes questionable. If it really tastes fully like grape juice, so what is going to be? But tzarechin on that, we'll stop here. I'll continue with Hashem next time with Sif Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.